Did Jesus come to bring world peace? No, he did not. In Matthew 10:34-36, Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes, or enemies, shall be they of his own household." The gospel of Christ is extremely controversial. To live it and to preach it carries a death sentence in a growing number of countries. Unfortunately, that is the way it's going to remain until Christ returns. This is the sword Jesus brought. The Bible tells us just as the kingdom of heaven is real, so is the kingdom of Satan. In all of the four gospels, Christ spoke of Satan and his kingdom of evil spirits. So, to say there is no such thing as a devil is to reject truth. Also, 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan, the archenemy of Jesus, is the god of this present world. Consequently, world systems spell trouble, persecution, and martyrdom for Christians. But if Jesus did not come to bring international peace, why does the Bible say in Luke 2:14, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men? That was said when Christ was born. First, peace on earth is not synonymous with international peace. On this earth, we have war and we have peace. We can say there is peace somewhere on earth, even when there is war elsewhere on earth. One very important example of the peace Jesus brought was peace between Jews and Gentiles. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, we read of the inclusion of the Gentiles as part of Israel, spiritual Israel. Jews and Gentiles can be at peace with one another because of Christ. Ephesians 2:14 reads, "He is our peace, who hath made both one," both referring to Jews and Gentiles, "and hath broken down the middle wall of partition," or separation, "between us." For an in-depth study of this topic, visit heavenlymanna.net.